Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 12, 1917, the Barbados agricultural reporter related details of cases brought to the police court by shopkeepers who were seeking redress against merchants who had sold them sugar at prices which exceeded the maximum fixed by the governor in executive committee by order dated 3rd day of October 1916. The merchants brought before the court were Messrs. Jones and Swan, Messrs. Pitcher and Company, and Messrs. Field and Company. Shopkeepers, drawn from the northern and western part of the island, testified that they had been charged by police with selling sugar above the maximum price stipulated. They claimed that this occurred because of the prices they were required to pay when purchasing the commodity from the merchants. Some of these shopkeepers were Martin Boyce of Bicorne, St. Lucie, James Duglin of Weston, St. James, Edward Thorne of Baywood, St. James, and Joseph Ford of Orange Hill, St. James. As a result of the evidence provided, the merchants were charged between £2 and £15 with costs, payable in 7 days, and in default to suffer 7 days imprisonment. These cases underscore that while the planters and merchants wielded significant power in Barbados, shopkeepers also played a meaningful role in the economic affairs of the island and were prepared to engage the court system to minimize the impact of merchant exploitation. Post-emancipation Barbados enabled the emergence of the village shopkeeper, who allowed his working-class customers the facility of credit, thereby enabling them to acquire food and basic necessities under agreed payment plans. These payment plans were recorded as debt during the out-of-crop season, when little money was being earned, and activated during the crop season, when wages were being paid consistently. The shopkeeper therefore assumed the role of village leader, who empathized with the needs of the residents. The demise of the village shopkeeper began in the last quarter of the 20th century, when mini-marts and service station automarts appeared. These shops, conveniently located at strategic locations, provided items ranging from newspapers to foodstuff. These facilities have overtaken the village shop at a time when elevated wages and greater disposable income have allowed most Barbadians to acquire basic necessities on cash terms, as opposed to the credit terms of past decades. Consequently, the village shop has lost its predominance on the social landscape of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.